Welcome. So this online course platform has 34,000 organic monthly visitors, and I want to break down their SEO strategy because it's simple, but it's quite smart. So I prepared this short presentation where I want to go over what they're doing, why they're doing it, and why is it super smart. So my camera just stopped, not sure why, but let's keep on going. The platform is called Podia, and they're essentially an online course platform where you can start, build, and grow and scale your product and community. Essentially a Kajabi or a Teachable. If you have ever gone through an online course or have ever released an online course, you've used it. Essentially, again, Podia is a course hosting platform. Pretty straightforward business model. But they're doing four things really, really well. The first one is targeting higher buyer intent keywords. Second one is crushing their competition with their own support articles. The third one is brilliantly craft comparison pages, which I'll go over in just a second. And the fourth one is a taste of their own medicine. This is super, super interesting. So let me break it down for you. Okay, got the camera to work. It's not the best quality, but it'll do for now. So taking a look here at the targeting high buyer intent keywords. So like I said, Podia is a platform where you can host courses, right? So I want to give you the contrast between these two articles or these two pages that they're ranking for. By the way, I took this data here from Vetted. If you go to vetted.com/campaigns, you can get access to all this. I'll leave a link in the description for it. So first article is an article on how to install Google Analytics, right? And they're getting an average traffic of 1600 a month users. Now they have here another article about Podia or Podia versus Gumroad, a competitor. Now that same article, or sorry, that this one, this article is getting essentially the same amount of traffic as the one above. Now, which article do you think will drive more users to them? Of course, it's the second one, right? Because the first one, there's a bunch of people searching for how to install Google Analytics, right? And it's a keyword, this page could be ranking for a multitude of different keywords. So how to install Google Analytics, best way to install Google Analytics, a bunch of different keywords. And that's not the point here. The point here is that this page right here only ranks for buyer intent keywords. So if someone has searched someone on the internet and goes to this page right here, it's because they've searched with a buyer intent. Thus, even though both of these pages are on Podia's site, and even though, let's assume they're getting the same amount of traffic, same amount of users every single month, this one will convert users to paying users, so people that actually use their product, at a much higher rate, which of course makes perfect sense, right? So this is just a little something to let you know and to explain that it's not just about having blog articles on your blog about random topics, right? You want to make sure they have articles about topics that convert people to users, right? Because yeah, you can have a blog about the most diverse things, but the goal here is to have a blog with topics that ideally will convert your users to customers. So this is something that's really powerful. Now, as you can see here, Podia versus Gumroad, they bet a lot on this. I think they have around 70 different pages. I'll go over them in just a second. As you can see, they have a bunch of them. Podia versus Teachable, Podia versus Kajabi, Podia versus Thinkific, Teachable, They do something really interesting. Instead of comparing Podia with all the other ones, they compare the competitors between each other, which is quite interesting. But as you can see, they have a bunch of these pages versus ClickFunnels. And if you don't know, essentially all of these are products that do this, that do the same thing as Podia, right? They're competitors, they do the same thing. Then something else that they do is, yes, they target the keyword Podia versus Thinkific, Podia versus competitor, right? As we have here. I'll go over this in just a second. But then they also, because they saw this was getting attraction, they used a different type of way of saying the same thing, which is, for example, Podia alternative or ClickFunnels alternative. So similar to these ones right here, which are comparisons, these are alternatives, right? And both the search terms competitor alternative or competitor versus competitor or Podia versus competitor are all high buyer intent keywords, right? People that are searching for these types of keywords will most likely convert than people searching, for example, for how to install Google Analytics, right? It only makes sense. So the first thing, again, is targeting high buyer intent keywords, whether that's competitor plus alternative, in the plural, alternative to competitor, modifier competitor plus alternative. This could be something like best Kajabi alternative, best ClickFunnels alternative, or most affordable competitor alternative, right? I think you get my point. So that's the first thing here. Yes, they rely on the blog to get traffic, but they're smart about it. They don't just write articles about whatever they feel like it, right? Because yes, they're a product about course selling, essentially. You go to them if you want to host and sell a course online. Yeah, they could write blog articles about what's the best way to build out a course. How much money can you make with a course selling? I guess those are somewhat buyer intent keywords, but there's a lot of things they could write about their product, course hosting, that are not geared or that not they're not high value keywords. So meaning they're not keywords that convert readers into users, but they're focusing on keywords that and search phrases that convert users into buyers, which is pretty interesting. Then the second thing is crushing the competition for their own support articles. And Wise.com does the same thing with PayPal. Essentially what they're doing here is they have better support articles for their competitors' issues or help desks. They have them much more well written than the competition. And I guess if we can find one here, again, you can get access to this tool for free. Let me see here, top pages, what we have here. Okay, let's try this one. Okay, let's just go to one of these, Podia versus Kajabi. If we scroll down, and I'll go over these pages in just a second, way down here on the FAQ section, I guess, look at what they have here. What is Kajabi? The Kajabi is a competitor of theirs. Does Kajabi charge transaction fees, right? Can I change my site language in Kajabi? They're essentially giving out info on Kajabi's support, right? And they could do a better job with this even. They could create dedicated pages solely to Kajabi. For example, podia.com/Kajabi, where they have essentially where they take Kajabi's help desk and put it on their site, but way, way more expanded, right? With a bunch more info and in-depth info. And that's something that Wise.com is doing. Wise is essentially a banking application. They do with PayPal. They took PayPal's help desk, which honestly is terrible, and they essentially put it on their site, but they detail it a bunch and make it super easy to understand. So on Google now, when you search for something, I need help, PayPal, what pops up is Wise and not PayPal some of the times, right? Not all the times, but sometimes, which is super interesting, right? A competitor is essentially capturing PayPal's traffic for PayPal's own support terms, which is what Podia is trying to do here as well. So again, super, super interesting. Now, moving on to the Brilliantly Craft comparison or alternative pages. Like we just saw here, this page is Podia versus Kajabi. And it's not just about the content that's here, because as SEOs, we tend to optimize for search engines, right? We tend to optimize the pages solely for Google or solely for Bing, thus just putting a bunch of content here. But what you need to do if you're an SEO is you need to optimize for the user. And I did a video a while back talking about the concept of SUO, search user optimization. It's very important, right? If this was just a whole big block of text, nobody would read through it. But what they do is they have, of course, H1s here. They break it down in sections with icons, right? They have social proof right up top, right? Super important. They have a dedicated video to this page, Podia versus Kajabi, right? Pops up super clean right here. Then they have a table, right? Instead of writing a whole big block of text, they have a table, which is, if you're on a page to compare two different softwares, a table is the best way to compare softwares, right? Again, super straightforward, super clean, super, super. Call to action here. If you want to migrate from Kajabi to Podia, again, super smart, having a one-click action that will essentially, if you want to change or if you're on the fence to change, they essentially throw all your issues out the window because you can migrate to Podia with a click, I'm guessing. Then some more information right here, call to action right here. And now this is quote-unquote the boring part. This is where most people would start if they were making an article like this, right? Most people, if they were doing an article like this, it would start here. But they didn't start here. They started way up here with all this valuable info that's optimized for the user. And now, down here, they optimized for the search engines, right? Inner linking, outbound linking, again, all this text right here, image, is properly optimized to rank for keywords that have buyer intent. For example, again, Kajabi versus Podia, Podia versus Kajabi, Kajabi alternative, Podia alternative, right? All these buyer intent keywords, again, this is a long form content, piece of content, which is very well optimized for SEO. They sprinkle in a couple of images here, another call to action. And again, like I said before, the quote unquote support section for Kajabi inserted on here. Another call to action, quick answers. And yeah, down here, it's interesting to see that they have comparisons for Teachable, Thinkific, Patreon, Gumroad, and a bunch of other ones. So these are very, very well crafted pages, not just for search engines, but for the user as well. Search user optimization, very, very important, because we want users that land here to convert, right? So in order for them to convert, we need to optimize the page for conversions, thus optimizing the pages for the users. Sorry, the other way around. Now, finally, a taste of their own medicine. This is super interesting. Essentially, what they're doing here, and I'll show you in a second, prevents competition from doing the same they're doing to them. So Podia is ranking for a bunch of keywords related, for example, with ClickFunnels, right? If you type in ClickFunnel, I mean, we can even check them here really quickly. Some of the keywords that are ranking for, let's see here. So they're ranking for Kajabi, right? For Thinkific, like ranking for Kajabi. They're ranking for their competitors' names, right? They're ranking for Kajabi Alternative. They're ranking for how to do X in Kajabi, how to do X in Teachable, right? They're essentially stealing traffic from their competitors because of the optimized content they have on their site. Now, with these alternative pages, right? Alternative or versus pages. Now, what prevents Kajabi or Thinkific or Teachable or ClickFunnels or any of these to do the same, right? To go to, for example, clickfunnels.com/ClickFunnels versus Podia or ClickFunnels or, essentially that. What prevents these competitors to do the same? Essentially nothing. They can do it, right? But what Podia is doing to prevent competition from doing the same is brilliant. Let me just open this here. Okay, so I cannot open it, but I have the page down here, which is the page Podia Alternatives, right? So they're giving us all the alternatives that Podia has, right? So this page is ranking for Podia Alternatives. So essentially, if ClickFunnels were to do a page like this, so clickfunnels.com/Podia Alternatives, people would be on the ClickFunnels domain, and ClickFunnels would have call to actions for people to subscribe to ClickFunnels, not to Podia. Now, what Podia is doing here is trying to rank this page above the pages that competitors could do for these keywords, which is super smart, right? And again, very well optimized both for user and for search, and they give you all the alternatives down here. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, so 46 unique pages. So pretty smart, again, trying to prevent competitors from doing the same thing by getting this page to rank higher than possible ones competition can create. Super smart, super interesting strategy from Podia. Just wanted to break it down really quickly because I thought it was interesting. Just a quick plug. All this data I gathered from Vetted.com. I'll leave a link in the description for this. Essentially, you can grab top keywords, backlinks. You can insert a competitor's URL here and track their backlinks, spy on their backlinks, even copy their backlinks, top pages, competition, all that. Super cool tool. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you on the next one. Cheers.